The Oakland Warehouse Fire focused our attention on marginal living spaces, places where habitability upgrades often, unfortunately, result in displacement. We've seen this dynamic in action for a long time when it comes to SROs, or single-room occupancy buildings. They're the residential hotels you see mostly in neighborhoods like the Tenderloin and Soma and in downtown Oakland. These are homes for people that would often otherwise be homeless, but the struggle to keep them that way is ongoing. Owners are finding ways to market them to higher paying guests, travelers, international students. In response, San Francisco Supervisor Aaron Peskin is proposing a tightening of SRO regulations. In Oakland, the City Council is working for the first time to create some of the protections that San Francisco's had in place since the 80s. To learn more about life inside these homes, we're airing profiles of SRO residents all this week. Here's our first one.
My name is Kevin Watkins. I live in the Mission at the Star Hotel. And the one thing I would like people to know about me is that if they only handed me $1, everything would be A-OK. I was closeted homosexual and had been in the closet my whole life, to thoughts, to deeds, everything. Really wanted to be a straight person very badly. Wanted to be normal, just wanted to be a regular person. I was fortunate. I kind of fell into the computer field when I was a young man, and I started out in operations and went into programming and went into system controls, and was just really lucky to be, you know, on the street at the time when people were going from mainframes to PCs. So I was very lucky, and I'd gotten laid off twice in a two-year period, and I could kind of see the writing on the wall. I had no formal education. I had a GED. That's what I had. So I decided that I would take this opportunity to go to college. I studied education, I got a teaching degree, and so I ended up going to a church's school. You know, I loved it, I was very good at it, I totally loved it, I loved doing it, but I was in the closet. And someone came to me one day and they said that this particular student had committed suicide. I knew why he had done it without them even telling me, because he was gay and his parents were bullying him. I felt that that boy would not have killed himself if he had known he'd had a gay teacher, and a good teacher, and a teacher that liked him and that was smart. So I was asked to speak at the funeral, and I decided to come out of the closet at the funeral, and I was never allowed to return to the classroom. I became homeless. Well, I gave it 2 years on the street, still looking for work. You know, I couldn't teach for the state, so I was really limited in the sort of parochial type schools that I could apply to. I only did that for about a year. Eventually you get to the point where you look like you're homeless. You smell like you're homeless. And so I gave up. I gave it another year on the streets, and then I attempted suicide. And through a series of short-term programs and slightly longer-term programs, I ended up here. I used to sleep in Dolores Park during the days and walk at night, mostly. I felt safer doing that. I slept up there a few times at night, but you could get hassled by cops or by other people. So I found it was just better to walk. I used to walk in the financial district because it was well lit. And then sleep, you know, during the mornings and afternoons at Dolores. What I traded, my closets, I traded reality for the gay closet, right? So now I'm really in the closet about how dreadful my situation is, how impoverished I am. It's a word I never thought I would apply to myself. And I came from, you know, absolute poverty, abject poverty. And I try to be hopeful in spite of all that. You know, I try to think, maybe I can still find love. Maybe I can still find joy. Maybe I can know what love really is. You know, I want to be that guy that's giddy, that says, look, my toes are hardly touching the pavement. You know, I want to know if that's real or if that's just in cartoons. I've never truly experienced that I'm in love feeling. And I don't think that either of the two women that I was with for a long time and completely loyal to did either. So I've got a good friend. We say we love each other, but it's not, I don't really know what love is. I lost all of my acquaintances except for two friends that out of hundreds of people I would have sworn were my friends, that I could show up at their door at night and, you know, they'd take me in and feed me and you know, love me. But no, just two people. And it's interesting because it's the two people that were the only two people that I ever confessed to. But those two that I told that to are the only ones that remained my friends. It's always been kind of in my mind, like, maybe I should have told more people.